Hello and welcome to your OCR GCSE Music Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most important skills you'll need for your listening exam, identifying and describing the elements of music. Whether you're sitting the foundation or higher tier, this skill is absolutely central to your success. Every listening question, every comparative essay, every unseen extract, they all come back to the same eight elements. And today, we're going to make sure you know them inside out. By the end of this episode, you'll have a rock-solid checklist in your head, you'll know exactly what language to use to pick up marks, and you'll feel genuinely confident walking into that exam room. So let's get started. The magic word, or rather the magic name, is D.R.P. Smith. Say it with me. D.R.P. Smith. That's your golden ticket. Let me explain what it stands for. Dr. P. Smith stands for Dynamics, Rhythm, Pitch, Structure, Melody, Instrumentation, Texture, and Harmony. Every single time you hear an unseen extract in your exam, I want you to mentally run through this checklist. Let's go through each one. D is for dynamics. Dynamics refers to the volume of the music, how loud or soft it is. But here's the thing. The exam doesn't want you to say, it gets louder. That's worth nothing. Instead, you need to use the Italian terminology. If the music gradually gets louder, that's a crescendo. If it gradually gets softer, that's a diminuendo. If it's suddenly loud, that's fortissimo. Written as FF, suddenly soft, that's pianissimo. PP, a sudden change in dynamics is called a sforzando. These are the words that earn you marks. Practice saying them until they feel completely natural. R is for rhythm. Rhythm is the pattern of long and short notes in the music. Not to be confused with the beat or pulse, which is the steady underlying heartbeat. This is one of the most common mistakes candidates make, so let's be really clear. The beat is what you tap your foot to. The rhythm is the actual pattern of notes played over it. When describing rhythm, look for specific features. Is there syncopation where the emphasis falls on the offbeat, creating a jazzy or driving feel? Are there dotted rhythms, that long, short pattern you hear in marches and Baroque music? Are there triplets, three notes played in the time of two? These specific terms are what examiners are looking for. P is for pitch. Pitch refers to how high or low the notes are. You might describe the overall range. Is the melody wide-ranging, spanning several octaves, or is it narrow and confined to a small range? You might also describe the direction of the melody. Is it ascending, moving upward, descending, moving downward, or is it static, staying on the same note? When you're talking about pitch in relation to tonality, use the words major, which typically sounds bright and happy, or minor, which typically sounds darker and more melancholic. But be careful. Don't say happy or sad in your exam. Say major or minor. You can also encounter modal tonality, which has a folk-like or ancient quality, or atonal music, which has no key center at all and can sound quite unsettling. S is for structure. Structure is how the music is organized into sections. In pop music, you'll commonly hear verse-chorus structure, often with a bridge or middle eight. In classical music, you might encounter binary form, two contrasting sections A and B, or ternary form, A, B, A, where the opening material returns. In concerto movements, you might hear sonata form, with an exposition, development, and recapitulation. Knowing the structural conventions of each area of study is really important for the comparative essay. M is for melody. Melody is the tune, the main musical idea you can sing or hum. When describing melody, think about its shape, its range, and its character. Is it conjunct, moving in small steps, or disjunct, leaping between notes? Is it lyrical and flowing, or angular and fragmented? Does it use ornamentation, like trills or grace notes? In film music, you'll often hear leitmotifs, recurring melodic themes associated with a character or idea. In world music, you might hear pentatonic scales, five-note scales common in African and Asian music, or call and response, where one phrase is answered by another. I is for instrumentation. Instrumentation refers to which instruments are playing. But here's the key. Don't just name the instrument, describe how it's being played. A violin played with the bow is arco. A violin where the strings are plucked is pizzicato. A string section playing with rapid bow movements on one note is tremolo. A guitar with electronic distortion is distorted. A drum played on the rim is a rimshot. P Pairing the instrument name with the playing technique is what separates a good answer from a great one. T is for texture. Texture describes how the different musical layers relate to each other. This is one of the most commonly confused elements, so let's be precise. Monophonic texture means a single melody with no accompaniment. Think Gregorian chant or an unaccompanied solo. Homophonic texture means a melody supported by chords that move together. Think a hymn or a simple pop song. Polyphonic texture means multiple independent melodies happening simultaneously. Think a Bach fugue. And melody and accompaniment means a clear, distinct melody over a separate, subordinate accompaniment, like a violin solo over a piano. Do not confuse texture with instrumentation. Texture is about the relationship between layers, not about which instruments are playing. H is for harmony. Harmony refers to the chords and how they progress. Key terms here include diatonic harmony, which means chords built from the notes of the key. This sounds stable and conventional. Chromatic harmony introduces notes outside the key for color and tension. A pedal note is a sustained or repeated note, usually in the bass, while the harmony changes above it, common in Baroque music and film music. A drone is similar, a sustained note, often in folk and world music. And cadences are the harmonic punctuation marks of music. A perfect cadence, chord 5 to chord 1, sounds conclusive, like a full stop. A plagal cadence, chord 4 to chord 1, sounds gentle and devotional, often called the Amen cadence. An imperfect cadence ends on chord 5 and sounds unresolved, like a comma. An interrupted cadence is a surprise. You expect chord 1 but get chord 6 instead. Right, let's talk exam strategy. You've got the knowledge, now let's make sure you use it effectively. First tip, use Dyoker P. Smith as your listening checklist. On your first listen, don't try to write everything down, just listen and let the music wash over you. On the second listen, start mentally ticking off the elements. On the third listen, refine your answers and add specific detail. Second tip, always use the Italian or technical term, not the English description. Gets louder, gets you nothing. Crescendo gets you the mark. Gets faster is vague. Accelerando is precise. The mark scheme rewards specific terminology, so use it. Third tip, match your answer to the command word. If the question says identify, just name the feature, one or two words. If it says describe, explain what you hear using technical vocabulary. If it says explain, you need to say what the feature is and what effect it creates. If it says compare, you must discuss both similarities and differences between two extracts. Now, the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Number one, confusing texture with instrumentation. Remember, texture is about how layers relate. Instrumentation is about what's playing. Number two, using static terms for changing music. Don't say fast if the tempo is changing. Say accelerando or rallentando. Number three, describing rhythm as just the time signature. The time signature tells you the meter. The rhythm is the actual pattern of notes. Number four, using emotional words for tonality. Happy and sad will not earn you marks. Major and minor will. One more thing on the areas of study. When you're writing a comparative essay, always link your musical observations to the context. If you hear a harpsichord, say, the use of harpsichord is characteristic of the Baroque period, which falls within the concerto through time area of study. If you hear call and response, say, this is a characteristic feature of African music relevant to the rhythms of the world area of study. Context marks are there to be taken. Don't leave them on the table. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, pause for a second, then give you the answer. Ready? What does the R in DRP Smith stand for? Rhythm. What is the difference between a crescendo and a diminuendo? A crescendo gets gradually louder. A diminuendo gets gradually softer. Name the four types of texture we discussed. Monophonic, homophonic, polyphonic, and melody and accompaniment. What is a pedal note? A sustained or repeated note, usually in the bass, while the harmony changes above it. What cadence ends on chord 5 and sounds unresolved? An imperfect cadence. What is the term for a violin being plucked rather than bowed? Pizzicato. What does atonal mean? Music with no key center. So there we have it, DRP Smith, your complete toolkit for the OCR GCSE music listening exam. To recap, dynamics, use Italian terms like crescendo and fortissimo. Rhythm, look for syncopation, dotted rhythms, triplets, pitch. Describe range, direction, and use major, minor, modal, or atonal. Structure. Identify sections like verse-chorus, binary, or ternary. Melody. Describe shape, whether conjunct or disjunct, and look for leitmotifs or pentatonic scales. Instrumentation. Name the instrument and the playing technique. Texture. Use monophonic, homophonic, polyphonic, or melody and accompaniment. Harmony. Identify cadences, pedal notes, drones, and whether the harmony is diatonic or chromatic. Use this checklist every time you listen, use precise terminology in every answer, and always link your observations to the areas of study context. You've got this. Good luck in your exam, and keep listening.